This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. With a new Congress in place, it's item one on their agenda.
We're going to repeal Obamacare.
Vice President-elect Mike Pence declared last week. And initial legislation for repeal is expected to start moving through the congressional process this week. But what happens after repeal? U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
We have a plan to replace it. We have plenty of ideas to replace it.
Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards is not so sure.
I don't think we know enough about the plan.
Friday, the governor sent a letter to House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy in response to his request for input on possible replacement plans for the Affordable Care Act. In it, Edwards urged that any replacement plan retain Medicaid expansion.
We now have about 370,000 working poor people in Louisiana with health insurance who didn't have it before July 1st.
And a new report from the Urban Institute says repeal without replacement will leave 558,000 Louisiana residents without medical insurance. The governor also says losing Medicaid expansion will put people out of work.
And there have been an awful lot of people hired in Louisiana working in the healthcare sector because of the influx of these federal dollars.
A report from George Washington University's Milken School of Public Health estimates Louisiana job loss at 37,000 if Medicaid expansion goes away. One hopeful note, one of the architects of the Obamacare replacement plan is Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy. He indicates he's looking at something like a cafeteria plan to give more flexibility for those who use and pay for health insurance.
We need to replace it with a plan that gives them the power to choose their benefits, therefore the power to choose how much to pay.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.